Good morning and welcome to the Code Enforcement Board meeting for Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. We'll call the meeting to order. Please make sure that your cell phones are off or silenced during the meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Case number 2017-021194. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Lanatel, 83 Pheasant Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for the proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and times indicated. The facts of the cases are as follows. On the 27th day of October 2016, a notice was issued and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 28th day of February 2017 at 3:46, giving one day to comply. Reinspected on the 1st of March 2017 at 3:58, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure were followed in all cases. Subsequent rechecks were conducted on 3-1, 3-2, 3-4, 3-14, 3-15, 5-9, 5-11, 5-12, and it was all still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted for Code Board on the 6th day of June 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative cost of $69.
Is Lena Tal present? Is Lena Tell present?
I'm the person that lives at the house. My name's not that.
Okay, and state your name, sir?
Glenn Watson.
Okay, and you're a tenant?
Yes.
Okay. And is the owner aware that you're going to speak on his behalf?
I assume. It's through property management. They told me to be here.
And what do you have to say?
Honestly, I've never received a notice on that. If I would have, it would would have already been corrected, but I can get it corrected right away.
Okay. And you never received any notice
on that? No, I received one for a car that was parked in the swell, and we corrected that. And then I think I received one for a flat tire on a vehicle.
Are there any questions from the board members?
These commercial trucks are all yours?
Yeah.
Do you understand what the code is in the city of Ponte Rosa?
I do not, yeah.
Okay. That there be no commercial vehicles parked within a residential district?
I know that now. I did not know that, but I do know.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation to give you 2 days to get the vehicles out of there, or pay $50 per day until the vehicles are removed, and administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. All right, ladies and gentlemen on the board, we have a sister case with this. It is AI-45. This case number 201703021. The City of Palm Coast versus Leonette Tell, 83 Pheasant Drive. Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B. Swale parking between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Scott for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite for proof of proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the second day of March, 2017, and given 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the 16th day of March, 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. I also did reinspections on the following dates, 4-6, 4-20, 5-18, and 5-25. And as you can see, the vehicles were still in the swell. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the first day of June, 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony I have submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 1 day to comply, or a fine of $50 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
And is the tenant going to speak on behalf of this again?
Yeah, it's the only other one here.
I'm the only one here.
Okay. Are these vehicles removed?
Are they? That's the same ones that they just had up there.
Okay. Have you
corrected the problem? Like I said, it'll be corrected today.
Okay. You have corrected the problem.
It will be today. Like I said, I didn't even know. I didn't even have minutes on these vehicles. If I would have, it would already been done.
Because what I'm trying to point out is the city's recommendation for this particular case plus the other case is $100 a day.
Okay.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order, giving you 1 day to remove the vehicles and correct the problem, or pay $50 per day until it is corrected, plus administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is that it for me?
Yes, that might help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI-5. Case number 201703056. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Igor and Natalia Zenchenko, 63 Lever Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
For the record, the respondents are present. Code enforcement officer McDonald for the city of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service, along with the numerous photos taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of October 2016, a notice was issued by Code Officer Mike Haddon, and upon re-inspection, violation was corrected, and the case was closed. Current notice was issued on the 7th day of March 2017, giving one day to comply. Re-inspected on the 8th day of March 2017, and the property was in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code 1 on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation remains corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property for property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, this is requesting that the board should impose a fine, a motion B, no fine, standing order current, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Is Igor or Natalie Zinchenko present? Come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
Natalie Zinchenko, this is my rental property, so 63 River Drive.
Okay.
So I'm not living in the house, and when I got the warnings, I called people and talked to them, and they said me that they fixed the problems. When I went there, vehicle were not parked on the lawn. And what I can do, I call CZ and I call even sheriff department and ask them what I can do is, I mean, those are those people that live in the house. That's not, the car is not my property too. So.
Okay. These are your tenants? Okay. You understand that you're responsible to the city for the tenants if they park on the grass?
I understand that. I was told that, but what help I can get from, what I can do is people like that. They fix the problem, and if honest, they're never going to do it again. That's all that.
This can be, it can get worse. The previous cases that person was fined $50 a day. This could be the same thing happening to you, and it could go up to $500 a day if it gets that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you have to take control of.
So if I eat people from the house, is that going to help City of Palm Coast? Because they're going to move next door and they're going to violate again the rules.
You have to take care of it how you have to take care of it. We're not going to make any recommendations.
Okay.
We're just saying that it's in violation. And it's going to be very expensive for you if you allow the tenant to continue doing this.
Did you have any problems with them after that date?
Well,
because I didn't receive anything else.
How the first thought it was Code Officer Haddon was out there for parking on 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they've been parking in the swale at night from 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 6 a.m. So he addressed that and he happened to be doing that. And then the last time I was out there for it was on the 7th of March for parking on the lawn.
Yes, since
so
March or 7th, they never.
They haven't been doing it as
yeah.
of now. I went here yesterday and it was fine.
So. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order. Administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you.
Do I want to get that letter or something, or I have to wait for it?
Speak to the code enforcement officer.
Thank you.
Okay. You'll have that.
Our next case, ladies and gentlemen, on the board is AI 39. Case number 201701092. The City of Palm Coast versus James Patrick Burdine, Trustee. 24 Prestwick Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108C, driveway in disrepair.
For the record, respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Roman for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for the proper service along with the numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions of the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 19th day of January 2017, giving 30 days to comply. We inspected on the 18th day of February 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. Rechecks were conducted on 3/21 and 5/10, and they were still in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 30 days to comply or fine of $50 per day and an administrative cost of $69.
Is James Patrick Bernine, trustee present?
Hello.
State your name, please.
Brenda Martin. Mr. Patrick is deceased.
Say that again.
He is deceased.
Okay.
And I was living with him at the time when he died, and the house is going through litigation. You know, he left me a will, but it's a messed up situation. There was something else out there that's holding my will up. So it's taking a minute to get the house settled. But if I can ask for leniency until July 10th, I can try and have that fixed.
Okay, so you're asking that?
Until July 10th, and I'll try and have that done. I have no money, but my son lives down south, and he said he'd come and help me with it.
That's fine. As long as it takes to get it done.
Okay, so
have you had a chance to contact any concrete finishers to see if they can reset this?
No, sir.
Because you're going to do it.
He's going to do it himself. He does that kind of work. He'll dig it all out and frame it back in.
Okay. I'm sure you must have an attorney involved.
Yes.
Okay. I would, number one, bring it to the attention of the attorney. But number two, how does the city feel about postponing this until
one first day? 60 days?
Cool. 2 months? Yes, please. As much as I can get.
Okay.
That would be fine.
Are there any questions from the board members before we accept that?
We prefer to go ahead and have an order entered, providing for 60 days for compliance rather than continuing the case.
Okay, another question is, now Mr. Patrick is deceased. There is people that live there that don't pay rent or nothing. They just live up in there, taking care of all their paying the utilities. They were paying me rent, but I can't really pay that. Cause that reason right there, because they know the house is going down. And so, I don't know what to do about them, you know what I'm saying?
Or, so right now there's squatters?
Yeah, there's squatters right now, as far as I'm concerned. I don't have the money to do it.
That portion of it has nothing to do with us. What the city is trying to do is get this problem corrected.
Yes.
And what the city attorney is recommending is that we make a decision on this case today,
right,
and that the order be put in so that you are held to 60 days to either apply for a permit to get this started or to get the work completed.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Thank you.
What is the city's recommendation?
60 days to allow 60 days.
Not to postpone it, but to
the entry of the order, but changing the time frame for compliance to 60 days.
In other words, the city originally recommended
what it was, but I want to hear it said.
Okay.
It's fine.
Don't trust me.
So, excuse me, I apply for a permit to have it done?
Yes.
And where would I do that?
All right. I hear a motion on the 60 days and a $50 per day after the 60 days?
Move to accept the city's recommendation of 60 days. Fine order C with 60 days to comply.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order C, giving the 60 days, or pay $50 per day after the 60 days until it is repaired, and administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, if something happens not done by 60 days, who would that fine go to?
You need to talk to the code enforcement officer. Keep him informed of what's going on during this whole process so that the city can work with you and you can work with the city.
Because everything is under Mr. Barron's name, you know what I'm saying? So he's deceased. Can't charge a deceased person.
Let the code enforcement officer know or call into the code
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Our next case is AI-4. It's case number 2017-040173. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Brian T. and Stephanie A. Crisp, 7 Bud Hollow Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, boat and trailer improperly parked. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. For the record, respondents present, Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite 1, proving proper service, along with numerous photos taken that depict the conditions on the data as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th day of October 2016, a notice was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 2nd day of November 2016, a notice was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 5th day of April 2017, giving 30 minutes to comply. Re-inspected on the 5th day of April 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed and were cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property with the property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Thank you. Is Mr. Chris present? Forward, say your name and your address.
I need to be sworn, Mr. Chair. Sorry.
Oh, you were not sworn in before, did you?
Sorry about that. I got a little too close to the microphone. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
State your name.
I'm Ryan Chris. I live at 7 Bud Hollow.
What do you have to say?
There's three instances where it happened. The first was we actually purchased the building. Our storage unit that we had, we thought we had a slot to actually put the boat, and we could not. We had to find another place to do it. I believe the second one was after the storm, and we had come back, and our unit wasn't open at the time for us to store the boat. The third one, we were actually doing work on the boat. So with the truck and the boat, not that it's your problem. It's too long to fit in the driveway, so we put it beside the house when we wash it and things like that. But we store it off of utility drive as we speak. These warnings were all given like that, so I'm assuming either somebody lives down my street or, you know, it's instantaneous when I get these things. So I can't believe that people are driving by every day looking at these things. So.
It's like
a neighbor or something, okay. But either way, these are, like you said, when we're at work, like that instance right there, I was actually at work and I was given 30 minutes to move the boat. Obviously, it wasn't going to happen, but that's the three instances where this is happening. Like I said, I still park the boat there to wash it, and then we take it to storage. So, you know, there's not much else I can do about that.
Have we ever met, sir?
I don't believe so.
I live across the street from you.
Okay, so that's a complaint through the fire.
Okay.
All right.
I don't file complaints.
Okay.
Because we're not permitted to.
Sure.
But all the city is asking you to do is to keep within the city policy. There are rules out there, and I know I've had a boat. You've seen the boat parked in my driveway, and I ended up selling my boat. Not that you want to do that, because you just bought it.
We just bought it.
But I have complaints when my boat was there that I thought were invalid. But in looking at what the city code says, they were absolutely right in turning me in. So I've taken care of that problem. I went and got storage, and then I parked it in my warehouse to keep it off the street. If you have a problem, you need to let the city know that you're going to park it in your driveway and park your truck next to it, and it's going to stay there for a short amount of time. Because if it runs too long, you're going to be in another problem. The city is recommending a no-fine order at this time. Do I hear any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, now, we pay the fee or anything here, or do we get a...
I'll talk to the code enforcement officer.
Okay.
All
right, thank you.
And our next case is AI-1, case number 20170-30680, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Danilo and Elba Gomez, 63 Black Alder Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
Good morning. For the record, respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Scala for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering the evidence that he's deposited one, proving proper service, along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 3rd of August, 2013, a notice was issued upon the inspection of violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 16th day of June, 2015, a notice was issued and upon the inspection of violation was correct and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 18th of March, 2017, giving 15 minutes to comply. We inspected on the 18th of March at 11:55 a.m. and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this four cases. We checked the property was conducted before code board on the 22nd of March, 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board controls the following. A motion being no fine standing order recurring and $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-2, case number 20170-30697. City of Palm Coast versus Robert Mashemes. 7 Blackberry Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-114A, Rubbish, Trash, and Garbage.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Seattle for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering evidence is deposit 1, proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 18th of March, 2017, giving 2 days to comply. We inspected on the 29th of March, 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this four cases. Follow-up inspections were conducted on April 8th, 2017, and May 3rd, 2017, and the violation was still a violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 17th of May, 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A motion A, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI-6, case number 20170-30390, a recurring case. the City of Palm Coast versus Todd A. and Teresa B. Long, 21 Lydell Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, Vehicle and Property Department.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with numerous photos taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th day of January 2013, a notice was issued, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 15th day of January 2015, a notice was issued, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 25th of July 2016, a notice was issued, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 7th day of March 2017, giving 1 hour to comply, re-inspected on the 8th day of March 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation under this property or the property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city requested that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-9. Case number 201703132 6, a repeat case. City of Palm Coast versus Roland and Milan Baltazar, trustees. 1 Ryland Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
Good morning. The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa, City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite law improving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. The order was signed on the 25th day of October 2016. The violation was corrected. A repeat notice of violation was written on the 30th day of March 2017, giving 0 days. Fine until in compliance. This is repeat number 5. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of the 30th day of March 2017 to the 31st of March 2017, in compliance on the 31st of March 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st of March 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, comply with repeat violation, requesting a fine of $650 a day for 1 day, plus administrative costs of $7,150.
How much?
$650.
$7,150. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-15, case number 201703122 1. It's a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Michael LaMonica, 33 Beachway Drive. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos depict the conditions of the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 9th day of December 2013. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 28th day of March 2017, giving 0 days, fine until in compliance. This is the first repeat. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of March 28th, 2017 to March 31st, 2017, in compliance on April 1st, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on June 6th, 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, comply to repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 4 days, in violation for a total of $400, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-16, case number 2016-120909, a massive case. The City of Palm Coast versus Frank R. and Serena Sorrentino. 212 Beechwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76-D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photographs. This case was heard on the 8th day of March 2017. The order was signed on the 14th of March, giving 3 days to comply, which would have been the 20th day of March 2017, or a fine of $50 per day. The property was in violation from the 20th to June 6, 2017, a total of 79 days, at $50 per day, a total of $3,950. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey motion G, still in violation, fine to continue until in compliance, plus administrative cost of $69.50.
Question, what is that that is located on the side of the
house? He does, I guess, screen enclosures, and those are aluminum channels. And I believe it was a neighbor complaint originally. He had them laying on the ground and put them up on the horses, but obviously they're still there.
Does he have a home occupancy permit?
I don't know.
Do you realize he's looking at a fine of almost $4,000?
Yes. We'll check that out.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
I guess he's going to check that real quick.
Find out that he's still being violation either way, but that would be enough to work at.
That's what I'm looking at. That would be something.
Yeah, something told us all. But I'll look at that.
Thank you. Again, are there any further questions? If not, I'll take the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI-17, case number 2016-120953. A Massey case, the City of Palm Coast versus Richard O. and Ann G. Smith. 170 Bryn Mawr Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence, city's composite, proving proper service, a copy of the original board order, along with numerous photographs. This case was heard on the 8th day of March 2017. The order was signed on the 14th of March, giving 3 days to comply, which would have been the 20th. Of March 2017, were fined $50 per day. The property was in violation from the 20th of to May 12th, a total of 53 days at $50 per day, total fine of $2,650. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey motion F, compliance now, and administrative cost of $69.50.
questions from the board members?
The owner understands he's looking at this amount of a fine?
He does, yeah, he does. And it's still a violation. I mean, I'm going to rewrite it again. He has a trailer in the backyard, so I'll address that.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 2017-030571, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jamie L. and Thomas Hickey. 31 Flanders Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district. Not a relation, Carol? No, okay.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent's not present. Code Officer Rich from the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence the city's composite provided proper service along with photographs taken that depict conditions on the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 22nd day of September 15, notice is issued upon reinspection of violations corrected and the case is closed. On the 26th day of February 17th, the notice is issued, and upon reinspection, the violation is corrected, and the case is closed. The current notice is issued on the 12th day of March 17th, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspection was done on the 17th day of March 17th, and the property was not in compliance. Subsequent inspections were done on March 13th, March 17th, March 19th, March 24th, March 26th, the trailer was still at the property. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and violation has been corrected. It's the third notice on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence in this case, it is requested the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standard order recurring, and administrative costs to be treated.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 23, case number 2017-021248, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jacqueline J. Biljoin, 148 Florida Park Drive. Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, fence maintenance.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 26th of May 15, a notice was issued upon the inspection. Violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 1st of March 17, giving 7 days to comply. Reinspection was conducted on the 8th of March 17, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. The property was inspected on March 27th, May 18th, and May 26th, and the property was still not in compliance. Recheck of the property was conducted on the 6th day of June 17, and the violation, I guess, is corrected. They took it down, but it's still on the property. This is the second notice of same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's request the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, same order recurring, administrative costs for the prefix. They actually were out there yesterday while I was there taking what was left of the damage fence down.
Well, now, will you watch this, and if that material is still left there for a considerable amount of time, will it become a nuisance?
Yeah, I'm certain that the complainant who addressed this or brought this to our attention in the beginning will call us if it's not taken care of.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Did the hurricane have anything to do with this?
I believe so, yeah. And it's been since then that they just found.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 2017-020309. The City of Palm Coast versus Lisa Corbin Wisbecki and Carolina Landsbergen. 18 Ellsworth Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance, screen, pool enclosure, and disrepair.
Morning.
Hold on a second.
That's just his brain right here. That's it. Right.
Can we move on to another one while we're investigating that?
I can just present it and then I'll get pictures for you, or do you want to just skip this one and come back?
Go ahead.
Okay. The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. The current notice of violation was written on the 7th day of February 2017, giving 10 days to comply. We inspect on the 19th day of February 2017, the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on 3/20/2017 and 5/17/17 and still is in violation. It's a final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board the 6th day of June 2017 and the violation was not corrected. This is the first time it's been to the same violation of this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 15 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day. plus the administration cost of $69 to the city. It's a screen enclosure that was damaged. It was complaint driven, and it's still in violation. It hasn't been repaired at all. The structure is damaged. It's not just the screen.
And you're giving them how many days to get it corrected?
15 days now. The guy is living there still. The neighbor had just told me that it's her brother or something that lives there. And she's moving out, so.
Is it surrounding a pool?
Yes. And the pool's in, I mean, still it's not stagnant or anything like that. It's just the screen is completely damaged.
Do we have a safety problem here?
No, not that. It's on the top. It's all ripped out on the top, so.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
And I can get the pictures and I'll bring them in for y'all to look to.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation, subject to the pictures.
I have a motion to accept the city's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Our next case is AI 26, case number 20170305-41. The City of Palm Coast versus Christopher W. Payne, 37 White House Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a camper or RV.
Okay. The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. The current notice of violation was written on the 14th day of March in 2017. Giving 1 day to comply. Reinspect on the 15th day of March 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. Another reinspect was conducted on 3/22/17 and still in violation. A final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of June 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion 8, no fine standing order, plus administration costs for $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Do I hear a second?
Yes.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 27, case number 20170305-41. The City of Palm Coast versus Alton and Deborah Switzer, 4 Whittier Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 35-76, nuisance accumulations.
The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. The current notice of the violation was written on the 15th day of March 2017, giving 3 days to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of March 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of June 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing orders, plus administration costs $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 28, case number 20170305-0690. City of Palm Coast versus Alton and Deborah Switzer, 4 Whittier Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
The respondents are not present.
I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. The current notice of violation was written on the 15th day of March, 2017, giving one day to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of March, 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A reinspection on 517 was still in violation. A final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day, today, of June 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is one notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and the evidence submitted in the case, the City is requesting that the Board should impose the following. Motion to see final violation order giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus administration costs of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 29, case number 2017-020925. The City of Palm Coast versus Fernando Diaz, 13 Woodacre Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. The current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of February 2017, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspect on the 6th day of March 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before the Code Board, 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting the Board should impose the following. Motion to see fine violation order, giving 10 days to comply or fine of $25 per day, plus an administration cost of $69 to the City.
Are there any questions from the Board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the City's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the City's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 30, case number 2016110560. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Robert Mechen, 21 Woodcrest Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, Fence Maintenance.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service and copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 1st of February 2017. The order was signed on the 7th of February 2017, giving 30 days to come into compliance or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property currently is still in violation. The property was in violation from March 6, 2017 to June 6, 2017. A total of 93 days at $25 a day for a total of $2,325. Based on testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey, Motion G, still in violation with the fine, still continuing until property is in compliance, plus administration cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
It looks like this is just minor infraction, certain boards or the top is broken or whatever, just simple repair.
It's simple repair, plus he had a fence, he got a fence permit and because he put new panels up back behind there. You can't see them on these pictures, but on the prior pictures you could. And it's all different light. I mean, it's just, it's all different. And on the other side, it's the same way. And we did meet with the property owner, and we told him what needed to be done, and he said he was going to do it, and he did not meet.
I actually went up there to help the owner. I let him know what he had to do. He had put panels that were above the other ones. I advised him to, you know, cut them down to where they're supposed to be, fix the lean panels that are about to fall, you know, get them restructured, and fix the little plants. And, you know, if he liked paint, it would probably help him. He said he would have it done in about 2 weeks, then we never heard from him again, and he left it as is. So.
Can you hear me now? No. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Let's take a 10-minute break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the June 7th meeting of the Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board. Our next case will be AI 34, case number 2016-071205, a Massey case, the City of Palm Coast versus Leverose Trust, 29 Patchogue Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite launch with proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with photos. This case was heard on the 1st of February 2017. The order was signed on the 7th of February 2017, giving 3 days to come into compliance or fine $25 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is currently is in compliance. The property was in violation from February 13, 2017 to February 26, 2017. In compliance on the 27th of February 2017, a total of 14 days at $25 a day for a fine of $350. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Massey motion F in compliance and administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions for the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 35, case number 2017-020384. A repeat case, the City of Palm Coast versus Bruce Beauchien, 37 Pepperdine Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of October 2015. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 8th day of January 2017, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of January 8th, 2017 to January 9th, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 9th of January 2017, and a violation has been corrected. Just to note, this is the first repeat. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Comply with repeat violation motion D, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, and administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 37, case number 2016-120205, the City of Palm Coast versus Everett and Shirley Whiteven, 31 Pine Haven Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the state's composite one for the proper service, along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated, the facts of the case as follows. The current notice was issued on the second day of December 2016, giving 5 days to comply. re-inspected on the 9th of December 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in several cases. Subsequent rechecks were conducted on 12/21, 12/28, 1/4/17, 1/17, 2/16, 3/17, 5/5, and 5/12, and 5/23, and was all still in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or fine $50 per day. Administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Did you say that it is not corrected?
No, that's yesterday.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 38, case number 2017-010284, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Edwin D. and Carmen S. Nazario. 31 Point of Woods Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one with improper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and times indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 31st day of March 2014, a notice was issued, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 24th day of April 2015, a notice was issued, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 5th day of January 2017, giving 5 days to comply. Re-inspected on the 12th of January 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. Subsequent rechecks were conducted on 1/5/17, 1/24/17, and 4/18/17. The final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply, a fine of $50 per day, administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 2017-021048. The City of Palm Coast versus Mikhail Brzezowski, 11 Catherine Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photograph statement of the conditions on the duties indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 23rd day of February 2017 and given 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the 19th day of March 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. The vehicle in question, the trailer in question, was still in violation on 323, 326, 413, and 525 of 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation. Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 20170306-42, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Melanie J. and David M. Perez, 149 Persimmon Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the response is not present. Code Officer John Stapp for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the City Composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 27th day of March 2015, another violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 29th day of June 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 2nd day of December 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 23rd day of March 2017 and given 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the 30th day of March 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of property was conducted by the code board on the 6th day of June 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recovery, plus administrative costs of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 47, case number 20170-11304. The City of Palm Coast versus Sokum and Tida Kim Now, 9 Russo Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the days indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 26th day of January 2017 and given 14 days to comply. A reinspection on the 9th day of February 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. I also checked the records for rental recommendation on 223, 39, 330, 413, 516. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice of the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony that was submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C. Fine violation order, I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 50, case number 20160807-98, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sergey Rosenberg and Mikhail Scher, 7 Squirrel Place, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. Our matter in evidence provides for proper service and a copy of the original code board along with photographs. This case was heard on the 8th day of March 2017. The order was signed on the 14th day of March 2017 and given 10 days to comply, or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from March 27, 2017 to June 6th of 2017. a total of 7 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $1,750. Based upon testimony that is submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion G, still a violation of the fine to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
And that was $1,150?
$1,750, sir.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. To accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our last case is AI 52, case number 20170-30861. It's a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Kathy Clayton, 14 Zammer Court, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D2, nuisance accumulation.
For the record, respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering that as the city's composite for proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the days indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 29th day of April 2013, a notice of violation was written and upon re-inspection violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of September 2016, a notice of violation was written and upon re-inspection the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of March 2017 and given 5 days to comply. A re-inspection on the 17th day of April 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were filed in all cases. I re-inspected the property on 424, 51, and 515, and there was still a violation. I rechecked the property. Was conducted before code board on the 6th day of June 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony of the submitted in this case, this is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Just so everybody, for everyone's edification, AI 49, case number 20170-10254 was a request for reduction, and the parties did not show up. The case will not be heard. Is there any unfinished business? Is there any old business? Any new business? Our next meeting will be on July 5th, 2017 at 10 a.m. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.